Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Geordie with news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, the 100% redress party is set to become Donegal County Council's third biggest party with four seats, one more than Fine Gael. The National Women's Council say they're disappointed about the missed opportunity to reach 40% female representation in local government. Fine Gael are on course to take two seats in the Midlands Northwest constituency, and tributes continue to be paid to James Jimmy McKenna, who lost his life in a crash in the Moville area in the early hours of yesterday morning. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport, but firstly, Greg Hughes is coming in live for an update on the Letterkenny Local Election Count Centre from the Aura Leisure Centre. Good evening, Greg, there. Can you hear us?
Good evening, Donna Marie. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, we're all good.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we are here still at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny, and we did a bit of a Facebook X YouTube update about half an hour ago, and even since then the situation has changed somewhat. So I'm going to give you an update as to where we are at the moment. Yesterday, here in the Letterkenny local electoral area, things were moving pretty smoothly. Donal Mandy Kelly topped the poll. Thomas Sean Devine of the 100% Redress Party was looking to get elected. Jerry McMonagall, Kieran Brogan, Jimmy Kavanagh, Michael McBride all were either elected or about to be announced as elected after the 12th count. Then it transpired that there was two candidates that were very close in terms of votes. Mary T. Sweeney, after count 12, was on 1,010 votes. Kevin Bradley, independent, was on 1,015 votes, a difference of just five votes. Both of those candidates are of the view that if the other is eliminated and their votes distributed, that they possibly could, albeit not likely, possibly could overtake Donal Coyle and take that last seat. So, as you can imagine, the odds are high. These are individuals. These are individuals with family, with supporters, and with thousands of people that took the time to put a number on a ballot paper for them. So there's a lot at stake. So with that in mind, Mary T. Sweeney, late last evening, stroke early this morning, in consultation with not only her supporters locally, but also the AIM2 leader, Paddy Tobin, as is their right, they asked for a recount. Paddy Tobin actually was speaking on the mobile phone to the returning officer in the Aura Leisure Centre here at 1 o'clock in the morning. After a bit of a conflab that went on for seemingly 15-20 minutes, Seamus Canning, the returning officer, says, OK, Mary T. Sweeney has asked for a recount. We're going to accede to that. So everything was paused back this morning at 10 o'clock. They started to scrutinise the votes and go through the votes. Remember, Mary T. Sweeney is trying to make up a shortfall of five votes on Kevin Bradley. Well, she did, and she pulled ahead of Kevin Bradley by two votes, and that's where we are at the moment. Now, the working theory here is that Kevin Bradley, with the level of scrutiny that had gone through with all of those ballot papers and all that type of stuff, was going to accept that result. My understanding is now that Kevin Bradley is thinking to himself, I've put a lot of effort into this. I've put a lot of years into the council. I've got my supporters and I've got those that voted me to consider. Would I regret it tomorrow morning if I didn't call for a recount? Now, he's not guaranteed for that call to be made, and I'm not sure if he's actually formally made it yet, but I do know he's giving very, very strong consideration, given the fact that he's only two votes behind Mary T. Sweeney and would be eliminated after count 12. He is going to be asking for that recount, as I say, not insignificant. And who's to say, if seven votes could be found for Mary T. Sweeney, who's to say a further two or three could not be found for Kevin Bradley? There's no point worrying about tomorrow. Worrying about it tomorrow was a phrase that was said to me. Kevin Bradley would be more confident, and I'm not saying absolutely confident, but more confident of closing the gap and overtaking Donal Coyle for that seventh seat, perhaps, than Mary T. Sweeney might be. That's what he said. Anyway, he believes the numbers the votes could be in that box to see him over the line. So we have a couple of guests here before I hand back to Donna Marie. We've got Trudy O'Donnell, who is working here as part of a team and is joining us as well. And we've got also Doreen Sheridan Kennedy, who has been providing analysis for us throughout the course of the weekend. So, Trudy, I'll come to you first. Kevin Bradley has been thinking about this, and it seems to be now that if he hasn't, he is about to call for a recount. My understanding is he's already had a conversation with the returning officer along these lines, and it's not a fait accompli that he'd be given it. But to quote him directly, there's no point in worrying about this tomorrow. If he's going to do it, there's a window of opportunity, and we are in that window now.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, that's really it. And he's also a sitting councillor. So, I mean, that's a councillor there that is in the council that is losing a seat. So I'm sure that's what he's thinking of as well by calling that recount. Again, I'm in absolutely no position to say whether he's entitled to it or not, but he's definitely entitled to call for that recount. I mean, we're down now to 2 votes. I mean, Mary T called the recount for 5 votes. We are now down to 2 votes. And I mean, if that was, again, the thorough count that went on here today. But I mean, I suppose we looked very much today at Mary T and her team in on top of that count, very, very much so today. We didn't see a high presence of Kevin Bradley and his team, you know, so, I mean...
Well, if the returning officer, Doreen, and whomever actually ultimately makes that decision, if they accede to the demand of Mary T. Sweeney over 5 votes, and 7 have been found, so now there's a discrepancy of 2 in Mary T. It'd be very hard for Kevin Bradley to be... refused the right to the same process.
I'm only speculating now. I think he will be given that because I can't see why he wouldn't. Because
I think he was given a sort of a verbal indication that it might not be acceded to.
Well, maybe they, in their re-examining of all the votes, which they've done, because it wasn't a partial tally, it was a full review this time,
a full recheck. Yeah.
So therefore, they may have their homework done. So they may know exactly where the votes are going. And they may have that all calculated. They went back over those mistakes. They looked at them. So
yes,
they know
but
exactly
a lot of those
what
mistakes. A lot of those mistakes were being identified by Mary T. Sweeney's team. Who's to say they're not looking for errors that might favour Kevin Bradley? Well, Kevin Bradley's own team themselves might say, right, well, there's 2 out of 13,000.
Well, I think that they were looking today. They looked at everything because we supervised some of the ones from the Canada we were supporting, and we were watching where the twos were going. So everybody's was being looked at. It wasn't
everybody's. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't just Mary T's.
Well,
it wasn't
okay.
Just Mary T's.
Okay, but Mary T called the recount.
Yeah.
And actually, it's 10 votes now that were found. So she's 5 ahead of Kevin Bradley, not 2 ahead. That's the latest information.
Yeah.
I mean, she calls the recount. There's 10 votes found in her favour. No one anticipated that. There is nothing to suggest that a recount with scrutiny, with Kevin Bradley tinted glasses on, wouldn't find another 5 votes to swing it in the other direction.
Well, that's why I'm saying he's entitled to call for it. And I see no reason, but I don't have the book that has all the rules in it because we're only speculating here
But the precedent is there, Trudy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for those who weren't listening earlier.
Yeah, and I think... Again, now that we're up to 5, there's 5 votes where we started. And, I mean, that's 5 votes of a complete turnaround. I mean, Mary T was 5 behind. Now she's 5 ahead. So we still don't know where that's coming. We're waiting on anything official. And, I mean, also keeping in mind, we don't know how this has affected any of the other candidates as well. It's not going to impact any of the outcome, I would imagine. But we don't know any other numbers that have changed throughout this whole count as well.
Nothing has been announced yet. So we don't actually know the order of where everybody is.
I mean, I think that the big focus for all of us at the minute is very much so on Kevin Bradley and Mary T's numbers, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, of course we're going to keep our ears to the ground here. The situation as it stands is my understanding is Kevin Bradley has... or is about to formally call for a recount. Obviously, that news, if it hasn't been delivered to the council staff, has been related to them, so they're obviously already having conversations.
They're having conversations.
At the very highest level here, and that is very, very clear, because we saw something very similar yesterday. So, We are going to let Donna Marie get on with the rest of the news, and we'll be back with an update. But suffice to say, Mary T. Sweeney was about to be eliminated after count 12. There was five votes in it. There was a recount. She has moved five votes ahead of Kevin Bradley now, who would be eliminated after count 12, and then his votes distributed. He's saying, right, I'm not going to worry about it. There's no point saying I should have tomorrow. Now is the opportunity. The remains to be seen is whether or not he's given that recount. Did you want to come back? Yeah, I did,
because I think some people on the floor kind of felt that it was count 12 we started from. We went back to the very start. That needs to be clarified.
Yeah, absolutely. There was mention of that. No, that recheck today started from the very, very start. Every single vote has been counted. Every ballot paper has been out. There's been absolute, complete transparency here.
100%.
It's open, 100% transparency.
I'm not doubting that for a second. Yeah. But again, were Kevin Bradley tinted glasses looking at all of those votes the same way?
No,
Aintu's eyes were.
And I don't think so either, to be honest. Okay. But I mean, keep in mind as well.
So I think there was one vote that favoured him. And 11
that we know of,
one vote that favoured him and 11 that favoured Mary
T. But Greg, regardless of who is eliminated here in the next elimination, that candidate that is still in still has to get double the distribution.
But Kevin Bradley, I says to him, I says, you would only call this, I presume, if you genuinely felt you could close that gap. Yeah. And he believes, now, it's a 2-to-1 ratio, a big call, right?
Big call.
And those are 2-to-1 in numbers required to close the gap, right? Yeah. Because they're not all going in these directions, are they?
But he's anticipating that that's coming from Mary T's distribution.
He seems far more confident that he could potentially...
Maybe he has the tallies on that, do you know?
He might have.
He might have the tallies on that.
Well,
we were underestimating
him, you know. Let's put it like this. He would have to get 101 votes.
To catch up with Donald
Kelly. Right?
Out of Mary T's big vote.
Yes, yeah, so he
not to bother.
So he would have to get Mary T. Sweeney I beg your pardon, just stay with me here on this.
He actually might have lost a vote along the way
as
well.
For every 106 votes that Mary T. Sweeney were to get, he would only have to get double that.
He has to get double.
Double.
But he's also down. He's also down a vote from that count there.
But his talliers may have looked that far and might have been very good and very thorough. He's a sitting councillor. He knows what he's looking for, so he's not going on sort of on a horse that has no saddle. He knows what he's doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, the conversations are ongoing, so that is where we're at. We are looking at certainly a request for a second recount here in Letterkenny. We're going to keep you updated, of course, because it is so significant and would put the elections to bed from a county-wide perspective. And there's a lot of interest in this. There's a lot of personalities involved in this. So as soon as we get anything firmer, and that's pretty firm speculation, having spoken to the people most closely involved in this, we're pretty confident that that is the lay of the land. So for now, we'll hand it back to you in studio, Donna Marie, and we'll be in touch with any further developments.
Thanks, Greg. Well, the 100% Redress Party is set to become Donegal County Council's third biggest party with four seats, one more than Fine Gael. Ali Farron has been elected in Cairn Donna, Joy Beard in Buncrana and Dennis McGee in Glenties. The recount in Letterkenny means the declaration of the result there is delayed, but Thomas Sean Devine is sure to get a seat. PRO and now Councillor Ali Farron says this is a result that cannot be ignored, and their eyes are now firmly fixed on the next general election.
We're building and we need a voice in Dublin. So we will be looking round to see who we can get, who's the best candidate put forward, I would imagine, to send to Dublin, that will speak up for us where the main decisions are made.
Because ultimately the decisions are made round the cabinet table or as close to the cabinet table and in Dublin as you can get.
Well, decisions have been made in Dublin and voices from this county haven't been strong enough, so we need to send our own. You know, if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself. So we're going to send somebody from, hopefully, with the backing of the public, we will be hopefully running a candidate in the next election to go to Dublin.
Did you expect to pull as many votes as the party did?
We've been quietly confident because at the doors we were being well received. But until the boxes was opened, you were apprehensive. We as a team, we done extremely well considering we had little budget. You know, we had little help, It was family and friends that just, you know, got out and got behind us. We're going to need a bigger team, a lot bigger team, and we're going to need new shoes, and we'll be ready.
Well, the National Women's Council say they're disappointed about the missed opportunity to reach 40% female representation in local government. 677 women contested this year's elections, but it's estimated just 26% of Ireland's local councils will be made up of women. Three women have been elected to Donegal County Council so far, and as that recount is continuing in Letterkenny, the final makeup of the new council is yet to be confirmed. Of the 20 female candidates, Sinn Féin's Dacona McMenamin, Joy Beard of the 100% Redress Party and independent Niamh Kevity have secured a council seat. Councillor Kennedy says she wants to ensure more women are brought into the political sphere.
The more I thought about it over the last canvas and the whole trail, it's to try and encourage more women and to try and maybe get people to learn a bit more about politics and about the voting system that we have in this country, because it's very, very fair and it's very democratic, and I think it's very important that we should do that. I think we all have lessons to learn and we all need to help each other and encourage each other to do this.
Well, Fine Gael are on course to take two seats in the Midlands Northwest constituency. Counting is continuing in Castlebar this afternoon. Barry White has more.
Counting is continuing here at the TF Royal in Castlebar, and it's hoped there will now be a first count by 7 p.m. this evening at the earliest. Count staff are now separating the votes they've counted for each candidate, and it looks like Maria Walsh and Nina Carberry could both take seats. Luke Ming Flanagan and Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan also look to be safe. However, transfers will no doubt be key when it comes to who takes the fifth and final seat, with former RTE reporter Kieran Mullooly, ANC leader Padraig Tobin, Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers, and both Sinn Féin candidates Chris McManus and Michelle Gildernew all in contention. Barry White in Castlebar.
The Taoiseach has ruled out an early general election if TDs are elected to Europe. By-elections would have to be held within 6 months in that event, meaning a short time for any winner in the Dáil. In the local elections, over 90% of the seats are filled. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil are still battling it out to be the leading party in local government. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Micheál Martin believes Sinn Féin's poor performance in the local and European elections comes down to a lack of clear policies.
I have to concentrate on the Fianna Fáil part. We have lessons to learn from this. We have to evaluate this election from our own point of view. We did well in many, many areas. There's other areas where we didn't do as well. There's aspects of the logistics of our campaign that we can improve upon. So that's how it's a matter for other parties to focus on themselves. I think Sinn Féin haven't really produced solutions. If you look at their policy sort of positions, they're very threadbare. There's no substance. And I don't see substantive detailed policies coming from Sinn Féin on a whole range of issues.
Tributes continue to be paid to James Jimmy McKenna, who's lost his life in a crash in the Mobile Airways in the early hours of yesterday morning. The 25-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene after being struck by a car in the Ballynarry area around 1:30 yesterday morning. Mr. McKenna was seriously injured in a crash 7 years ago. Father Francis Bradley, Buncrana Parish priest, says he was someone who loved returning home to his family.
Jimmy was a fun-loving 25-year-old, could we say, and he seems to have enjoyed life to the full. He was spoilt rotten by his parents. He lived here with his father, James, in Logan Close here in Buncrana. And all the family, Michelle and James and John Paul and Catherine and Caroline, are all just heartbroken. And he lived for his family in so many ways. He never really liked being too far away from home. He took an odd notion of going away somewhere, but sometimes wouldn't even stay as long as he had intended to stay. He so loved getting home again. So a homecoming today will be different. And it's immensely sad, but thankfully there are great people in the community who gather around families at this time, and they help to shoulder the burden. But in the end, that burden has to be shouldered by the family themselves, and they will miss him immensely.
That's all for now. We're going to take a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. Okay, just before we go to sport, Greg, is there an update there in the Aura?
Yeah, we're just about to get an announcement here, which I'm thinking is going to confirm another recount.
The 12th count. which consisted of the distribution of Thomas Sean Devine's surplus of 51 votes. The result has been amended to account for errors discovered during the re-examination of ballot papers across all counts earlier today. Bradley Kevin, non-party, votes this count 12, total votes 1,008, 1,008. Brogan Kearn, Fianna Fáil, votes this count 2, total votes 1,621, 1,621. Coyle Donal, Fianna Fáil, votes this count 3, total votes 1,116, 1,116. Kavanagh Jimmy Fine Gael, votes this count 6, total votes 1,525, 1,525. McBride Michael, non-party, votes this count 6, total votes 1,388, 1,388. And Sweeney Mary T, Ainty, votes this count 3, total votes 1,013. Non-transferable papers not effective, 19. As there is no surplus for distribution, I will now exclude the lowest candidate and distribute his votes. It's Kevin Bradley with 1,008 votes. Thank you.
Now, there is a process to have been gone through here. Whilst a lot of people are clapping in the audience here, what happens next is that Kevin Bradley will formally request a recount. That is our understanding, that he'll formally request a recount, and we believe that that will be granted. So we go again. There is an elephant in the room here to some extent, in that a recount, the initial recount, was called last night, and everyone was told that it would begin at 10 o'clock. Now, we could have had a situation where everyone with an interest in this had teams there to scrutinise all of the votes. Ain two were here. I'm not sure how extensive Kevin Bradley's team was here in terms of looking for votes and what have you that might have been favourable to him. So we're having to go through that process again. There is an argument that we could have done this with all the relevant parties present this morning. But anyway, Kevin Bradley, he says, there's no point me wondering should I have called a recount this morning. It looks like now his request is to be considered. And from there, I expect that it will be granted. There was 5 votes in his favour last night. A recount was called and granted. There's 5 votes against him this evening. A recount was asked for, and I suspect it will be granted. So we'll hand back to the studio for now, and we'll bring you an update and confirmation of that second recount here in the Letterkenny local area after we get that information.
Thanks, Greg.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Now we have Aisling Kelly at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with athletics. Rodisha Adeleke and Charlene Mosley have the chance to secure their second medals at the European Championships tonight. They've drawn in lane 6 and lane 4 respectively in the final of the 400 metres, and that race is due on track at 10:09 Irish time. Shortly before them, UCD's Nicola Tuto will compete in her first ever major final in the women's hammer. Earlier today, Andrew Coscorcan's fifth place finish in the 1500 metres heat was enough for a place in tomorrow's final. However, Nick Griggs was 14th in his heat and missed out on progression. Thomas Barr has missed out on a 400 metre hurdles final spot. 2022 finalist Louise Shanahan missed out on a place in this year's 800 metre decider, while Phil Healy will be back for the heats of the women's 4x400 tomorrow after missing out on a progress in the 200 metres. Well, over the weekend, there was a lifetime best for Kelly McGrory in the women's 400 metre hurdles at the Europeans in Rome. She clocked 57.10 seconds in her heat and was eliminated in 19th overall. But the Tyrconnell athlete was very satisfied.
I think you can never be greedy when you're running a personal best, but I suppose it's in all of us to always want a little bit more. I know there's a better time in me than the 57.1. I'm obviously still buzzing to have ran that. That's my fastest time ever. It's a good bit under what I've ran this year. Like, my fastest time was 57.9, so like, it's a good dip under that. So yeah, I'm definitely happy, but I know there's more there to be gained.
John O'Shea has hinted there may be changes for tomorrow night's friendly away to Portugal. Troy Parrott came off the bench to score the winner against Hungary last week, while Jake O'Brien was handed his debut. O'Shea says it's a possibility that both could start tomorrow.
Obviously, it'll be a little bit warmer in the stadium tomorrow night than it was in Dublin the other evening. And we saw how we needed the players to come on and impact the game. And it'll be the same again tomorrow, whatever team is selected. It's going to be important that the people who are coming on are finishing the game strong with the ideas like we did the other night, and we got our rewards from it. That's the key message.
In Gaelic games, there will be two provincial derbies in the quarterfinals of the Tailteann Cup next weekend. Fermanagh will host Antrim, while Kildare are set to meet Leinster neighbours Laois. In the other last eight ties, Sligo will play Limerick, and Down will go up against Wicklow. And just finally, in the DL debate tonight, Brendan Devaney looks ahead to big games coming up this weekend for Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, with Peter Canavan and Michael McMullen. That's the DL debate, which is coming up live after the 7 o'clock news this evening. And I do believe that we may have to go back to the Oire Leisure Centre, Donna Marie.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back to the Oire Leisure Centre. We're about to get...
The candidate has requested a full re-examination of the ballot papers, and I have acceded to this request. The full re-examination will begin at 6 p.m. this evening. Thank you.
Okay, that is confirmation of what we... the informed speculation that we had a little earlier on. So we are going to have another recount here. And that begins at 6 o'clock. And the process the last time took, 3 to 4 hours before we got any indication as to where things might go. Trudy, what we've went through already today, does that speed up this process at all? The recount has been called now officially. Kevin Bradley's called for it. He's five votes behind... five votes behind Mary T. Sweeney. She had already... made up five and added five, so he thinks, well, we can do this in the other direction. We can debate the rights and wrongs or whether or not his team should have been here scrutinising this morning. I think the working theory is yes, they should have. But anyway, is this process going to take as long as it did this morning in your view? And we'll bring Doreen in on this as well after we hear from you.
Hopefully not. But I mean, we're here since 10 o'clock. They started counting this morning, and again, I think it will very much as well depend on Kevin Bradley and his team that are overlooking this recheck that is going to start now at 6 o'clock. Mary T was extremely thorough with that recheck. She was on top of everything this morning.
Sweeney hat on, though, obviously.
Exactly.
They're looking for 10 votes.
And again, left absolutely no stone unturned there, you know. And I mean, it worked for her. It worked in her favour. She got her vote. She got where she wanted to be. So again, it very much has depend. I think the length of it might have been held up by all the scrutinising that took place.
And just to recap, Kevin Bradley has told me that he is of the view that if it is Mary T. Sweeney that is eliminated, he believes he can beat her 2-1 in the voting system to close the gap on Donald Coyle. He's not ruling out. I'm not saying he's confident.
Well, you have to remember too that Donald Coyle's team were here this morning, and Donald Coyle's team were as thorough as Mary T's team were in relation to that. And I do think it's good that you know, Kevin Bradley has called us, because it's so close, and he's a sitting councillor as well, which is a huge factor in the whole thing. So for him, I think the process will be much quicker than it has been all day, because they have found what they found, and because they know now where the packs are and where the things are to look, so
exactly.
They'll know where to look.
And each error that they did find is noted there, and they have it on the computers. They've inputted already and seen already what impact that has throughout every single count. And we even saw there with that final count that we got there, the rechecked count 12, there was slight changes in the totals that different councillors had received from the count that I would have had yesterday. And we are anticipating that that is to do as well with the remuneration that would have happened in
between
all those percentages in the surplus that we spoke about earlier on this morning, that then has impacted those totals. But
okay, so as it stands, no councillors in Letterkenny are elected, I suppose, technically speaking.
And we go again.
Is the next count 13 or
no? This is a recheck.
But he announced count 12.
He announced the recheck of count.
Brilliant.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed for that. It's great to have your expertise, both Trudy O'Donnell, who is working closely with... well, I hope you're an expert, Trudy. I wouldn't be speaking to you. She shaked her head when I called her an expert. And also, of course, our good friend Doreen Sheridan Kennedy. Okay, so stay tuned to Highland Radio throughout the course of the day. Keep your eye on our social medias. The bottom line is now we are sort of back to where we were at 10 o'clock this morning. All right, we'll hand you back now to studio. And as I say, stay tuned for any developments as they happen.
Thanks, Greg. Well, looking now to weather. Sunny spells this evening with a few showers, mainly in the northwest, and a moderate northerly breeze. A mix of cloud and clear spells tonight with just a few showers, and that's with lows of 4 to 6 degrees. A look back at this evening's headlines. The 100% redress party is set to become County Donegal's council, the third largest party for 4 seats, one more than in Fine Gael. The National Women's Council says they're disappointed about the missed opportunity to reach 40% of female representation in local government. Fine Gael are on course to take 2 seats in the Midlands Northwest constituency, and tributes are being paid to James Jimmy McKenna, who lost his life in a crash in the Mobile area in the early hours of yesterday morning. Those stories and, of course, updates from the Aura Leisure Centre as they come in. That's all for now. We'll be back with more news headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, June the 10th, the death has occurred of Joseph Joe Irwin, Ballyarrell, Killigordon. Remains reposing at his late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Fiona leaving from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Patrick's Church Crossroads Killigordon for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sandra Key, née Latta, Avalty Gore to Killigordon. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Fiona leaving from her home on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock for 2:30 funeral service in St Anne's Church, Mun Ellen, followed by burial afterwards in the family plot in Top Boyne Parish Church Graveyard, Churchtown, Carrigans. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The sudden death has taken place of James Jimmy McKenna, 5 Logan Close, Loddon Buncrana. Removal from McLaughlin's funeral home to his family residence at 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral leaving there on Wednesday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass at St Mary's Oratory Buncrana, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John Joe Michael Hinney, the Glebe Rohan. His remains will repose at the home of his niece Sharon and husband Rodney Johnston, Rohan Newton Cunningham, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the family plot in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Diabetes Ireland, care of Sharon Johnston or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Bernadette Boyle, Corgree, Ballybuffet, reposing at her home tomorrow from 12 noon. Fiona leaving from her home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral, please. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Gillian Gallagher Lynch, Tober, Ballandrate, Lifford, reposing at her home tomorrow from 12 noon. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No mass cards or flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Spina Bifida Association, Donegal Branch, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael McKennedy, Convoy Road, Drumkeen. Mick's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on Craig's Media Facebook page. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Fionnan MacRory Ranafast. His remains will repose at his home tomorrow and Wednesday from 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery, Annagree. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Pieta House. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Michael Bonner, Glasgow, and formerly of Crahy Boyle, Dunlow. His remains will be reposing at his home in Crahy Boyle tomorrow from 12 noon with rosary at 9 o'clock. House private from after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Paul Michael Hinney, Portnablat, Dunfanaghy and London. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. No wake, house private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to St John's Church, Ballymore, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Roisin Murphy, Naoi Farn, Rinal Aigéin, Glenbeg, County Kerry and formerly of Carmina, Inishowen. Roisin's remains are reposing at her home until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning at 11:15, arriving for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St James's Church, Glenbeg, with burial afterwards in Ballinakilla Cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations only to the Kerry Palliative Care Unit in Tralee. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.